Good morning.
Good morning.
Here's a question for you. Have you ever been in the middle of a very windy or stormy evening and all of a sudden the power goes out? Everything goes completely dark, and in a panicked effort to see, you look to gather candles and flashlights? Sometimes you find them easily because they are exactly where you put them, but those of us who were not graced with that superpower struggle to find a source of light to bring us out of the darkness. Yes? All right. Yeah, so keep that in mind. There's a lot of talk about light in the Bible, especially in the scripture that we're going to be looking at today. But when I first think about light in the Bible, I immediately think of the one passage from Matthew chapter 5, from Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. In this passage, Jesus is telling us, his disciples, to let our light shine upon others, for we are the light of the world. Not only is this true, but in our scripture for today, it tells us how Jesus is the light, too. Sometimes I get sad, and I think that's true of everybody. What do you do when you get sad? How do you cheer yourself up? Maybe you find funny things to watch, or cuddle a pet or a stuffed animal. Maybe you read or draw or listen to music. And all of these are good ways to pull yourself out of a slump, but two of the things that I find most helpful in my dark days are being around people I love and prayer. I know it can be hard to do these things sometimes when you get sad. A lot of people just like to be alone, and that's okay as long as you're seeking light. Remember our hypothetical storm? Where we try to find candles and flashlights of any sort to overcome the light of our dark house? Well, this is a lot like that. In our dark days, when we are sad, kind of like the power goes out in our minds, it's important to look for some light. Like the Bible teaches us, there is no better source of light than Jesus and each other. So next time you're feeling kind of gloomy and stormy, instead of sitting in the dark alone or panicking, trying to think about where you might find those pesky light sources, go. Say a prayer, read the Bible, find your people. A parent, a friend, someone who will shine through the darkness. Because in life, there will always be storms, but there's also a continuous abundance of light. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the light you shine upon us each and every day, and for the people you send to us who light up our lives like a candle in a storm. May we continue to shine our lights brightly into the lives of others just as you do, so that no one ever has to wander aimlessly looking for light while they are all alone in the dark. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.